Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning feeding forage for the next 12 to 18 months. I don't know if many of you have been pulling alfalfa samples as you've purchased alfalfa or as you've put alfalfa up this summer, but you may be a little disappointed in the results that you're seeing. We've had a pretty tough growing season, and as a result of that, we're seeing some increases in the level of ADF and NDF that we see in our alfalfa forages. So, I want to counsel you that it's going to probably take some adjustments to your rations. So, number one, if you haven't been talking with your nutritionist about these sorts of things, you need to start having these discussions sooner than later. Secondly, as you have those discussions, you need to look at forage inventories. Another thing that you really need to monitor is the milk MUN, or milk urea nitrogen level. The reason you need to do that is we do have fairly good protein content in a lot of the alfalfa forage that we harvested. Therefore, maybe that we could be overfeeding some protein. And higher levels of MUN are an indication that we may be able to reduce our protein level slightly. This will save us on feed costs, and it'll also make us more efficient as dairy farmers. However, you need to work with your nutritionist to make sure you make these adjustments correctly. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to work carefully with their nutritionist as we move into feeding forages from 2022.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.